Welcome to the Weekly Conversation with Maitreya Room. The Weekly Conversation with Maitreya will be open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic mentioned of Maitreya. Do not be combative and do not ask questions which are not related to religion. These gatherings are to have a direct conversation with Maitreya, so we can learn this new teaching and realize how this indeed is from God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. We will conduct these sessions as we do our regular live sessions during the week. The differences are, we do not read Maitreya's teachings since Maitreya himself is here, and Maitreya is the person who will answer your questions in a conversational manner, not as a discourse as he did before. If you would like to listen to his previous lectures or satsangs, we already have been running 24 hours a day in a room called Discourses by Maitreya, God's Word Continuously. If you like Maitreya to answer your question as a discourse, request it to be answered that way, not in a conversational manner. Those who have their hand, who raise their hand, will have priority and will be answered first. If there is no hand raised, the questions in text will be answered. If no hand is raised and there are no questions in text, Maitreya will explain the eternal divine path and our teaching. We will have this session for 1.5 hours.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our conversation room. This is Maitreya. I will be with you for the next hour and a half. And we hope that you have been in our website and you have been familiarizing yourselves with the new teachings and revelations. And you are here to ask questions about what we teach. This is the revelation of the unification of our religion, as has been prophesied to come at the end time, and we indeed are at the end times, and fast approaching to the fulfillment of the rest of God's plan. We have just concluded the week of Feast of Tabernacle, the feast that God has commanded for human to keep holy forever. And now we have returned to his holy days, and the holy days of God are 7 also, as his revelations are 7, and the 7th holy day is the Feast of Tabernacle, that the return of the Christ was expected by Hebrews in this time. And the Spirit of God in these 7 days is the strongest on earth. And it was, and the people who keep these holy days always felt that when they come together in these 7 days, the Spirit grows in a greater degree and they learn how to live in a community of light with one another, to share, to serve, to help the community and reach out even to community and volunteer to do community work and create a better neighborhoods and communities, and eventually bring an environment that there is no fear, there is no separation and war and destruction for humanity, so they can live in peace and unity, sharing and bringing God to their communities and lives and their family, and the unity that eventually brings this earth to the golden age and the coming of God's kingdom. This will happen There is no doubt about that, because as our teachings clearly shows, God says He will do things, and He has done them, and He accomplished what He had promised. He promised to Abram and Abraham, He promised to Adam, He promised to King David, promised to Moses and many other prophets and beings that He will do these things. And He gave visions to prophets like Daniel that there will be an end time, but their vision was close to the eye of human, because God told Daniel, seal it, do not reveal it, do not tell anybody that's what the end time will be. And in Revelation also clearly says that God will be a mystery, the end time will be a mystery until the seventh angel come, seventh prophet come, seventh revelation come, then the mystery of God will be finished and all be revealed to man. And now it has. God sent seven revelation as the seven religions, the major religions of the world. And now we know that they all have come from the same source, and that same source sends these revelations as a part of a greater truth that was sealed till now. And now that seal is broken. The revelation of the seven seals are opened. The book that was sealed with the seven seals is revealed to humanity. And He has clearly shown what is going to happen next. Actually, we had a wonderful lecture this past week in our celebration of the Feast of Tabernacle. It was about the first seal and awakening of the spirit forces, which will be on our website very soon. And those who have not been in the lecture can go and see how this plan will be unfold and how He has been unfolding it, guiding human, how He has gave all the tools that we need to go back home, to return to Godhead, to create the kingdom of heaven on earth, to come together, to share, to realize there is only one God, one humanity, and the only problem on earth is ego. And if we can realize this and we can deal with this ego, we can come together and become one united humanity and therefore the plan, the way, the blueprint is given to everyone to come and see that what a wonderful plan has been to this point and now what is going to happen next. So we have all the truth of God and revelation that takes the mystery out of all the scriptures. And actually, if you know the mission and our teachings, you know more about our religion than anybody else on earth. And actually, you know better about the religions on earth than any person who is in any specific religion. So again, this is the most amazing revelation for man to come and see, and we have to reach to a greater degree to humanity and put these seeds in fertile grounds and let the seeds grow and people see and realize where they fall in God's plan and expand their consciousness in a greater degree to a much more truth of God, and therefore they can understand they cannot be separated from each other. It's impossible. It is a delusion if human things are separated. It's a delusion if human things are not one with God already. It is an illusion that we have different religions, different prophets, different gods. There is only one God. There is not 2, 3, 4, 10, or 100s or 1,000s. Of course, God has manifested itself in all things and is everything. You can take a part of the universe and say, no, this is a different God than the other part. But that's also a delusion, because there isn't. There is no separation between any part and any other part. Even when you separate one part of another part, you have fallen in that delusion of separation and not realizing that the unity runs through the whole universe. And if we understand that, then there can't be many gods, there can't be many religions, there can't be many revelations, but they have all come from the same essence. And the essence of all religions and understanding is that you and God are already one. The only thing you have to recognize and realize is you are in the delusion of separation from God, and that delusion, of course, is called Maya. Maya means a strong delusion. So strong that you completely separate yourself from God, and when you are in trouble, you say, God, where are you? When God is already there, He has never left you or make you separate from Himself. Actually, in a greater realization, one day after you meditate for a long time, after you prayed for a long time, after you chanted and danced and concentrated and did all the tools that has been given to you, you recognize that you really don't exist. The only thing exists is God itself. And therefore, you can absolutely shatter the delusion of separation from God. If you have a question about the mission of Maitreya, our website, what is in it, what is taught here, if you have a question how all the religions are unified, why none of the religions to this point have revealed the whole thing, if you have a question about what we teach here, then you can ask your questions. I hope you are here to learn from our teachings. You know, there are many teachers who believe that they have the truth. They know. It's the same thing has been said, told to other prophets. It's the same. You are saying the same thing that the old prophets have been saying when they were not. They were saying different thing have brought a new wine, but human still will not see the vision, and therefore to them it is the same thing. Some of them is the same thing, there is no doubt. Every prophet builds up in under revelation before him, and there are universal truths that cannot be changed, but every prophet brings also a new understanding as a new wine which enhances what had brought before. And that is new, that is not the same thing. And if you understand our teaching, this revelation actually is absolutely different than anything before it. This understanding and revelation has not been on earth for last 12,000 years. And now it is. All right. Okay. So, it is the same as somebody PM me that said you meant something about the Mayan is the same. Anyway, the question, if you have a question about, you know, our teaching, of course, we go ahead and talk about it. And therefore, well, if still the truth stands, this revelation is not comparable with any other revelation before it. All the revelations, prophecies, and the truth has come to earth to culminate, to enhance, to support, to bring together this revelation to man and show them how each of them before it is a part of this truth. So if we can see this vision clearly, we can see this is absolutely new. This is absolutely new wine for humanity, and they can easily now see their religion is a part of a greater truth that has been sealed to this point with the seven seals, with the prophecies that it was not revealed to humanity, although Daniel received the vision. Daniel was told what's going to happen, but he was told, don't tell anybody. Don't reveal it to humanity. Every other prophets before this did not reveal the whole thing. Even as we were told this week, you know, even Buddha, you know, picked up a handful of leaves and said, do you see this handful of leaves? Do you think there is more of it in the jungle? In the forest? They said, yeah. He said, this is how much I'm revealing to you. But the truth is, there are much more of it that I am not revealing. Now we are saying we are revealing to you all the leaves in the trees and the jungles. That is how much this revelation is. And some people actually, you know, come, you know, will tell you, even in our website, it's huge. You know, you can spend lifetimes there and go through all the teaching and revelation and reading and tapes and videos and all that. You eventually, you say, wow, this is really something. And the whole leaves have been revealed. Baha'u'llah threw a lot of us teaching to the river and said people are not ready for it. Therefore, I cannot give you the whole truth because human cannot understand it. Of course, Prophet Muhammad said, you know, that he didn't reveal everything himself. Christ said, another, the Spirit is come after me. Of course, Hebrews were waiting for Messiah, and the Zoroastrians were waiting for the Shah Bahram. Every other religion has always said, we didn't reveal everything. We did not give you the whole truth. There is much more to come. There is going to be end time. There is going to be a new revelation at the end time. And in that revelation, the seven seals is going to be opened and the whole truth will be revealed to humanity. Now that seven fields are open, the truth has been revealed to humanity in its completion. Now, if you only want the truth, that is when you find him. And if you went and saw, yes, it makes sense, it is the truth, it is the revelation that unifies all humanity, foretold to come, and it has, then you have no choice but to say, I want to be with God at the end time. Of course, God's way is not as fast as most humans like it to come to be. An end time might take 1,000 years. We have started a marathon. It will take for 1,000 years to be completed. And if you start running now with us, we are gonna reach to the end together. This religion is called the Eternal Divine Path. It is called the Mission of Maitreya. It reveals that all the religions of the world are a part of a greater truth. It has 7 seals in it. If you go to our website, which I see they have posted many times here, the first thing you will see, it's called the Greatest Sign. And there are many spiritual practices in this mission. Actually, there is a PowerPoint presentation in the website which talks about the spiritual practices, and it explains how many practices we have. We have meditation, we have prayer, we have reminder, which is very similar to the namaz in Islam. We fast, we chant, we dance, we, of course, dance is very famous one is Sufis dance, that they dance and they eventually go to trance and prophesy, and even sometimes they say, I'm God. You know, they reach a point that they realize that the spirit and God is one. And then, of course, another chanting and dancing is the Hare Krishna people, that many people are familiar with them for last, you know, 20 years. Of course, even in Bible, it talks about that the prophets used to have music and dance, and Saul was instructed to realize that what is revealed to him is true, because when he goes to a specific place, he will see the prophet will be dancing and using music. So it is a practice that it intunes your soul with the rhythm of your universe. So there are many, many practices we do. Where do we live? We live in everywhere. We have branches all over the world, and we have contact people in many different countries. But the center is in the United States, and we do meet every day in a room here, which is called All Religions Are Unified. We do have some practices that you can hear them in our room. You can find all about this thing in our website. And if you go in our website, you will be guided or directed to what we do and where our practices are, what is our teaching, all the lectures and all the teaching and all the writing, all this time I come here and I talk with you here are all in audio, is all in our website. Actually, it takes you just a couple of minutes to download them and listen to them. You can listen to them right there, or you can download them and listen to them in your computer. So what do you do when you are not on Peloton? Some of us work, some of us, you know, reach out to humanity to spread this mission, a message. We have many different people in different levels of dedication to the mission, and there are people who are supporters of the mission. Some people keep up the website or household or do many different parts in the mission that has to be done. So our teaching is that nobody goes to God until everybody else goes with him. It is not an individual journey, it's a collective journey together, and therefore we stay in the middle of the society. We actually are very helpful to any neighborhood or community we are in, and as our number increases and we become stronger, we can have greater impact to bring a better environment for ourselves, for our children, for our community. Therefore, we are not escapists just to go to the mountain. We do go to the mountain once in a while, but most of our lives are here and now where we are, and therefore we are practical people who at the same time could strive to create the communities, which is called the community of God, community of light, and the community of light, of course, based on the eternal divine path, and eternal divine path is the base of our teachings. Basically, it says that there have been some religions and revelation have come to humanity. The first step is the awakening of the spiritual forces. And that is the mystical path that covers Hinduism, Buddhism, covers Kabbalah, mystical Christianity. It covers Sufism, the mystical Islam, and many, many other religions or teachings that basically says know thyself to know God, that your essence and God are one. You never are separate from God, and if you recognize and realize that, you see that the whole universe is based on some very strong, powerful laws, and as you meditate, as you read other people's realization, great souls like saints or Sufis or great Hindus who brought these laws to humanity and explained to them how do they work. Just like law of karma, law of you know, samskara, you know, law of, you know, stealing, you know, destruction. If you do something bad, you will reap the result. If you understand that, you believe that, if you see it in your soul, and if you see clearly that your action will affect you, if the action will affect your life, your action will affect your future incarnation or your present incarnation based on what you did before, you will not do bad things, you will not steal, you will not kill. You know, then 10 commandments is no longer commandment somebody telling you to do, it is commandment that you bring it to your own soul, and you will follow it because that is a part of the laws of the universe, and it's been given and recognized and realized by people who knew themselves and understood that, yeah, this law has been set up in the universe, and it works. You cannot break him. You can try, but you usually break yourself against them. You never can break these laws. These laws are written in the stone. That's what they meant by the Ten Commandments written in the stone. It means you can't break them. Of course, you can break the stone, but the commandments cannot be broken. So that first step is to recognize and realize yourself and these laws and the depth of the revelation that have come to us through prophets, through God, through scriptures, and these are not just empty words. They work, they affect humanity, our lives, and the lives of those that try to break them. And if you don't break them, of course, after a while, you become a saint. You become a person that follows God's love and understand them and will not try to break them. Not only you would know they're not breakable, you don't even try. Because you know if you break them or you try to break them, you break yourself against them. As more people understand these, as more people realize that they should not do things even when nobody is looking. They should have a connection to these laws directly, and because they are directly connected to these laws, they don't break them. Not because nobody is looking, because they will not just do it, and in depth of their soul, they know if they do it, they will reap the result. Therefore, you become a good person. You become a follower of the laws of the universe and God, and the more we create such a people, the better earth we will have, the more we come together and teach ourselves and the community and our friends and the people in the past and reinforce these laws with one another, we can create an environment that people will not steal. People will not lie. People will not do things that will affect their soul. You know, they think, you know, they can lie and get away with it. They can't. If you lie, of course, you darken, you know, your own soul, and you are the person affected actually greater than the people you lie to. So, if you realize and recognize these things, you know, after a while, you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't do adultery, you don't do anything that is not godly, and you purify yourself, and after a while, your soul will shine like a star or sun, and you become a guiding light for humanity toward betterment of their lives and the life of their communities and family. And therefore we create the kingdom of heaven within each person, and the more the kingdom of heaven is established in individual, the better earth we will have. So the message is, the first step is this truth. The second step is to create the communist plan. Of course, the first step covers, you know, the mystical path, like Hinduism, Buddhism, that's talked about, and the second a step is in Old Testament. If you read the Old Testament, the whole Old Testament is talking about God is trying to find a people who will follow His will and create a community based on God and His laws, and the same laws we just talked about. And by doing that, of course, they will accelerate their progress and progress of the community and people in it in a greater degree. But to create such communities, you have to give up yourself. You have to give up your ego. You have to give up the feeling of separation and being separated from one another and the community and God and the whole earth and the universe. And that is the teaching of the New Testament. Christ came and He sacrificed Himself and showed that the sacrifice is necessary in order to create such communities. Communities based on those strong law and principles of earth, on the universe, in the universe, in God. If you understand those principles and you don't break them, if you create the community based on those principles, if you are willing to give up yourself to the community, therefore you can't create the communist of light. But you might still carry the karmic supplies in a very small part of the universe or a small part of you are in, and that will narrow you to a specific and small place of the universe. And also, you might become, you know, discouraged or not able to, you know, continue because the result is not as you expected, or the result is good and you will become elated and egoistical. Therefore, the next step, surrendering and submissive to God. And that is the highest spiritual realization. Because if you are absolutely surrendered and submit to God, means the will of God coming through you and you manifest His will in everything you do. Of course, if you are manifesting God's will you break the laws of God? You can't. You and Him are one. You will follow the laws of the universe. You will follow the Ten Commandments. You will follow the 15 commandments. You will follow the laws that is given. You're going to create karma. Because if you are doing the will of God, and God is doing it through you completely and truly, not just words, that, oh, I'm doing the will, God did it through me, okay. But still, I'm not following the laws. I lie, I cheat, I, you know, steal, I, you know, do all those things at the same time. I say, God did it through me. No, it didn't. You know, you are in delusion. You know, if God is just to you, you will not steal, you will not lie, you will not do adultery, you will not, you know, cheat and all that. You cannot, because God will not. Therefore, if you are really surrendered and submissive to God, you absolutely follow the laws and the rules, and you will not do anything that is not godly and pure, because God is perfect and pure, as Christ said, be perfect as Father in heaven. And therefore, being surrendered and submissive to God is not just the words. Actually, the whole teaching, the whole universe are not just words that we can throw them away around and feel good about ourselves because we know the words. Knowing the words doesn't mean that you made it. Knowing the words is just the beginning. Becoming the words, becoming what you say, truly manifesting it, that is when you truly understood it. And even you don't look at other people if they are doing it or not. You don't care if they can do it or not. You know, it is not affecting you. As you do become these words and surrender and submit to God, other people also will follow those things. Go ahead, Luke.
I want to ask you a question, is what kind of God do you believe in?
Well, there is only one God. There is not two or three. We believe in the God of Abraham, Moses, Christ, Isaac, and all the gods in the Old Testament. We believe in the God of Muslim, Hindus, Christian, Buddhist. Of course, some people say Buddha said there is no God, and that is not the truth. What happened was Buddha came to reform the Hinduism, which have created many gods, you know, and he just had enough of them. And people say, okay, what is your God, or which God of the Hindus we should follow? He just said, forget about God, know yourself. And as you knew, because you knew, you know, by knowing yourself, you would know God. And therefore, he told them, you know, just forget about God, just meditate, and eventually you will recognize you and the essence is the same thing. And now, of course, in some branches of Hindu, you know, Buddhism, they said, he said there is no God. And he never said that. So even Buddha, and Buddhism, even there are some branches of Buddhism believing God, and therefore even they believe the same God. It is only one God who has sent all this revelation. It is the spirit within you. and your body is the temple of God, and the essence in you is that God. Therefore, we cannot say which God really the true followers of the path to a spirit are following, because there is not many that we can say which one. There is only one God, and that is the one we follow. He has sent all this religion, He has sent all these revelations, and now these revelations and religions have unified all together, and now we have given them to humanity, and now God has revealed it to man and telling them, come, see, what have I done, why it has been done, why we are here together. So we follow the only God, the formless, invisible, nameless, eternal. Fine. F-I-N-E. If you remember F-I-N-E, formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, then you will not be trapped by the statues, you will not be trapped by names, you will not be trapped by form. He is beyond any form, any touch, any physical manifestation. If physically manifested, it is not the essence, it's not the ultimate. You know, the ultimate is the consciousness within you, the thing that you're conscious of, that essence in you is what God is. That's what is so hard sometimes for a human to realize God within, is because just like a mirror tries to see itself. The mirror cannot see itself, and probably goes all over the world and say, I'm looking for mirror. I'm looking to see what is this mirror which people are talking about. It's mirror itself. It's there all the time. People can see themselves in that mirror, but the mirror cannot see itself, because they are the essence. It's very hard seeing the essence and then look at the essence until, of course, you see, realize the essence that it reflects you back to you, and suddenly you say, ah, oh, I am mirror. I didn't know I was looking for mirror all over the universe, and now I find another mirror and I can see myself clearly. And of course, if you are a clear mirror and you have cleaned your surface, external world, you can see clearly yourself in the other person that reflects you back, and therefore you see, yes, now I can see I am also a mirror. You're welcome. I hope Lou is there with you. Tell him that we have now rosary in video, and he can go to our website and go to the newsflash, and there he can go and see the video of the rosary that people in the mission during the feast have done it, and we made the video, and it is in the website, so you don't have to do it, Lou, anymore, and don't worry about it. It is done. It is very well done, actually, and you can go to the website, and there you can see the video of the rosary and see how it is done. Of course, there are many people here who took the project and tried to do it, and they had to take three times the three shots until eventually, you know, it's almost perfect. Of course, can be still improved a little bit, but it's pretty good video to be used. So even our rosary now, it is as a video which can be watched and see exactly how the process works. Therefore, we can see that by understanding this eternal divine path, we can completely see the path of God and revelation of God, the plan of God for humanity. We probably will reach out to humanity in a greater degree. We are in the process of planning to reach out and start traveling probably, and go out and to more people, more places, more revelation or field or good grounds that will take this seed and spread the seed in a greater degree to humanity. Hopefully, even if we go traveling or anywhere with the wireless things and the laptop, we can still have this conversation even in if we are in other places, in other states, or South America, or Canada, or Europe, or Africa, or you know, Asia. Still, hopefully, we will be able to connect with everybody and do these things together and reach out to all of you. Or Florida, yeah, and or Quebec, or wherever everybody is. If you find out in your area that they are waiting for Messiah or for this last revelation to come, and they're expecting him or to come in a specific ways, you know, right to the mission and create the to facilitate the process so they can come to your area and fulfill whatever they want to be fulfilled. So after a while, we can fulfill all those expectations as much as we can so eventually they realize that, yeah, in truth, this revelation is from God and it really fulfills their expectation. So probably we might reach to American Indian close to us in Arizona, you know, as the first step. We will know, we don't know how it's going to work, but that's one of the things we might consider to do. So there is a new energy, the new movement, the new outreach have reached to you know, mission, and we are ready to reach out in a greater degree so the seed will be expanded to more people. This is good place to reach out to humanity, but still it is limited. We have to expand our outreach in a greater degree to more people as we have to do and fulfill the prophecies and expectation of many people and not be attached to the result of where the seed is going to fall. We are going to just give the truth and spread the seed like a good farmer who spreads the seed on the earth. And as Christ said, some of them fall in the right, correct, fertile ground, and it gives many, many fruits. And the people who see this vision clearly, those who are ready for this vision clearly, they just fall into fire. They just fire up and they say, yes, that makes sense. In all my life, I was looking for this truth. I could not find it, and now this truth makes sense and satisfied my longing for home. There is indeed a God that has sent all this revelation, all this religion. There is a God that has promised so many prophets and revealer that he is going to bring all together at the end time. There is a God that sent the Spirit to the chaos, and he went through the path and eventually returned to Godhead and showed the light, and there was light, and there still is light, and the light shines in the darkness in you, but many people cannot see it because the darkness does not know that the light is there. Actually, they even don't know it is there because around 12,000 years ago, God closed the third eye of man. He closed our ability to see the light. And therefore, we cannot see it, we cannot know it, although it is there. It's always been there. And, you know, many people have told humanity it is there, but we have not been able to see it to this point. Now in this point, of course, many people's eyes will be open if they meditate, if they follow the teaching that has been given in the mission, if they follow the practices given to the mission, one day you see your third eye, a brilliant, beautiful eye which is more powerful and see even more than two eyes that we have, and we think, we see, ah, this is the world, we see this, we can touch it, we can feel it, we can smell it, we can taste it, therefore it is true, it is real. This world is so real that I cannot even know there is a spirit behind it. But then your third eye is open, then your psychic centers are enhanced, then you say, well, although it is real to my touch, but it's not as real as the spirit behind it. Even science is now telling you that what you touch is not real. It's just made of the particles of atom and of the body's particles. They move so fast that when you touch the thing, they feel solid. If they stop moving that fast, the whole universe is going to become absolutely not touchable or testable or, you know, seeable, because you will not see anything solid in the universe, and all dissolves to, you know, consciousness and the essence that has been created from. So even scientists are telling us, you are in delusion. You are an illusion, think it is solid. Actually, there is more air in each atom than the solid part in the atom. Actually, that's what they thought, you know, recently, that they even found even the particles in atoms themselves made of another, even more subtler particles, and therefore we can see that now even scientists tell us very clearly that what we see is not real. We think we see it's correct, but it's not. But when you open your spiritual eye, you see the spiritual eye, God, spirit, consciousness, three gunas, you know, all those things are more real than this manifested universe. Therefore, we are again in a dream for humanity to recognize that they have to break up of this illusion. Of this illusion that thinking, you know, this external world is the only truth. And of course, you know, with people understanding this more and more, they will not be so attached to this external world. It just doesn't work it. You are hanging into something that it is illusion. Okay, why do you want to hang into illusion? Hang into something that is more permanent, and that is the spirit, that is the consciousness, that is the creative force, that is God. And this is what He has revealed to humanity. And once people understand, come together, create the commons of light, sacrifice for it, meditate in it, help to grow and bring more communities of light on earth, so more people come out of delusion and illusion, and more humanity realizes there's only one God. There is not many gods. There is no God of Muslim, God of Hindus, God of Buddhists, God of Christian or Jews or any other religion. And that is the God we have all come to recognize and realize, and it is our everybody's essence, and therefore we cannot separate one from another. Oh, my religion is better than your religion. My God is bigger than yours. My God can beat your God, you know, to the splinters. What God are you talking about? There's only one. How can yours be stronger than mine? And so this is all illusion and delusion that humanity is falling into. This is, have made religion out of it. And each religion says, my God is better. They all say, it's the same God, but my God is still is better than yours. And of course, that is again ego trip. It is not the truth. The truth is there is only one God, and we are all His children, and we have to recognize and realize this truth, come together, you know, preach and spread this message to humanity, cleanse them up, make them follow the laws of God and the laws of the universe, create the communion of light, sacrifice for it, surrender and submit to the will of God for us. Look at what God will is for me, not what I want. You know, I want to be married, I want to have children, I want to... But God is not providing you with all these things. Think, meditate, what God has given me for this lifetime. Maybe I'm supposed to be sannyasin. I'm supposed to be a renunciate and dedicate myself to God. Okay, now God gave me a wife, a child, a life. Okay, I'll become a married person, a married man or a married woman. I helped God's plan with bringing beautiful children, godly children, and at least try to bring them to God as much as possible, and therefore bring better people and fulfill my life by being a person that bring that child to God, and I myself go to God, and also I support God's plan and revelation. So that is my goal. So I can see clearly God wants me to do this. Well, I'm very good in, you know, technical things and computers and all that. I can help with that, or whatever you are called for, and you have the ability to manifest in different ways. Therefore, you will be fulfilled by following God's will for you instead of fighting it and not following it. So God's will for me was to preach this message. I even didn't know I will have a message from God. God brought it to me and told me, this is wonderful. And when I heard it, I said, yes, that makes sense. I love it. It's beautiful. And he said, now go and give other people. Let them to also know I'm only one God. There's not many people. And all this delusion that they're fighting with each other, they are in delusion. And I'm not going to support any of them because this revelation now has come. And those people who think their religion is better than other religion, of course, they are making these things up with their ego. And of course, ego always brings destruction, war, separation, disunity, and the things that we see on earth, because this ego is created such a separation between man and man, and each religion says, yeah, my religion is better than you. I have to convert everybody to my religion. Then God says, nobody knows the truth until the seven angels come. And so anybody out there says, I know the truth, he's a liar. He cannot be the knower of the truth, because before the seven angel, he will not be able to know the truth. And now, of course, we know the truth. It is explained to everybody. And of course, human like always resist us. They will not come and listen and follow. But when God put a plan to motion and He is behind it, it might take time, it might take longer than we as human like it to, but it will manifest. Because God promised Abraham and Abraham that a child will come of them as a prophet. It took, you know, 600 years, you know, after Christ, for Muhammad to come. It took thousands of years before Christ came. So, our time sense is different than God's time sense, and we have to give this message out again and again. Just like you see, I come here every week, I always repeat myself over and over again. The teaching is the eternal divine path. It is the unification of our religion. The prophecies are fulfilled. The revelation is revealed to humanity. The seven seals are opened. The book with the seven seal is revealed to man. And now we are at end time, at the marathon time, at the beginning of the end. But I don't mind doing this because this is the revelation, and the message should be given and put the seed in everybody's mind. And of course, humans right now either in war, the destruction, or they are too comfortable, or they are absolutely fallen into Maya, and they cannot get out of it, so they cannot just come and join and do it. And few people who are doing it, of course, they are really struggling hard to get this message out. But remember, our path is easy. The only thing we have to do is to give the message. The results belong to God. We are not attached to it. We will give the truth. We will say the reality. We reveal to them the eternal divine path, and then lead them to God. Isn't that easy? I am absolutely detached from the result of my action. Do you hear it? Do you understand it? Do you realize what God is doing here? And anybody can help. That's correct. Anybody can reach to their family, to their community, to their, just start a school class, just teach a yoga class, a meditation class, something, anything, to reach to your community. And don't be afraid. The only thing you do is you give them a message and leave them to God. Just put the seed down. Spread the seed. That's all we need to do. Spread the seed. And each of you are a hand of God that knows the truth through me, through God, and you have to become a sower of seed, the fishers of men. Actually, better than fisher of man is the sower of the seed. Just spread the seed in any way you can, and don't get to argument, don't get to, you know, hit a discussion. The moment, you know, it came too much of the, you know, argument, you know, just say, look, this is what I have received, that is what I give you, it's up to you and God. I leave you to God. I'm not going to get to this argument and destructive tendencies of ego. If you think that you have the only way, if you think you are the chosen one, if you think you have the last word, fine. Keep it and be in delusion. But what God says is different than what you believe, because God says that nobody knows the truth, nobody is the last, nobody is the only way, nobody is the chosen one, until the seven angels come and tell who is the chosen one. Chosen one are those who follow eternal divine path. Chosen one are the Paravipras. Chosen one are the people who follow God's will and the last revelation that come through the seven angel, who has the only way. The only way is the eternal divine path. That is the only way. No other way is the only way, but the way is being given, revealed to the, you know, this revelation. Who has the last word? Even Prophet Muhammad says, I will give you the whole truth. Therefore, he cannot be the last prophet. The last prophet is only the one who reveals the seven seals, opens the seven, the book filled with the seven seals. Before that, nobody could be the last. And even those who say, you know, our religion, you know, just we're going to stay for another 1,000 years, the prophet threw a lot of their teaching out to the river. Why? So he didn't give you the whole truth, because he said humanity is not ready for it. So we can see the whole thing makes sense. This teaching, this revelation, this mission makes sense. And is the truth based on the scripture, based on the word of God? And now it is here, and it is a calling for man to come. See these truths. Receive the seed. Nurture it. Make it grow stronger every day until your faith becomes as great faith as the prophet of God, as the revealer and the revelation, and see the truth and say, yes, this makes sense. This is the truth. This is based on the word of God. This is based on the scripture. This is based on the have prophecies, have for a gift from God, and that is the truth that explains other religions. There is nothing in the mission that has not been explained. You know, and one of my problems for the last 2 years, year and a half, or at least a year, has been there's no question left. You know, especially those that have been with me for the last 22 years, they don't have any really question. The very little questions asked that most of them are really that not as deep a question that they used to ask me. I had people, they ask me questions, tons of them, every week. They would come here and, or in another room, other system we had, and they had questions asked all the time. But at least they don't have any more questions left. I don't know if they know all the questions or answers, but there is no question, and there is tons of truth and the answers of all the questions have been given in the mission, and it's in our website. It's all there, all free of charge. It's been provided for you to go read, see, and come and see the truth. So we can see this explain who is the chosen one, who has the only way, and who is the last prophet, and all of them have to be explained to the people that separate themselves by being in delusion of knowing the truth, when God clearly says nobody can know the truth until the seventh revelation, seven angels come, and if they understand it, then they stop. There's another problem with humanity is that they think they know. They have a little knowledge. There's nothing worse than having a little knowledge and you think that you know the whole truth. And that is really the limitation of ego, that we are so attached to our little understanding that we think we know the truth. Go ahead, Lou.
Who do you think the chosen one is?
Can you repeat your question? Who do I think the chosen one is? What?
Who do you think the chosen one is?
Oh, okay. Who do I think the chosen one is? Okay, who chosen one is? Well, if you study our teaching, if you follow the eternal divine path, the first five steps, the first step is awakening of spiritual forces, knowing thyself, and realizing that your essence of God is one. After you realize the laws of God, you recognize that God wants these laws to be not only followed by individuals, but by the communities. And not only one community, but many communities all over the world, so they can create a networking with one another and eventually bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. You will direct all the energy, knowledge, and the truth that you have recognized toward the creation of the communities of light, which is the Old Testament, the whole teaching of the Old Testament. Then you sacrifice to create such a communities. That is the message of the New Testament. Then you surrender and submit to God, which is the message of Islam, and you become universalist. If you follow that, these first five steps, you become an elect. You become what we call a para-vipra. Para means beyond, vipra means intellect. A person who creates intuition, creates godliness, creates ability to see the universe and the teaching and revelation, and therefore connect God. And if you follow this five step, you become an elect, and those are the chosen people. They are the ones actually we are calling for, the chosen people, those who have gone through this five step in this revelation and become the Paraviprahood and should become a chosen and elect. And they are the people who are the children of light, Israelites. Israelite means the children of light. And they are truly the children of light because they meditate, they awake their spiritual forces, they open their third eye or their spiritual centers, they work toward the creation of the communities of light, and they sacrifice for it, they will become surrender. They follow the will of God for them. Why? They ask this question, why God has created me? Why He brought me to this platform? What I can do to help the kingdom and bringing His truth on earth? And then, of course, they surrender and submit to the will of God and become a universalist, who means expand their consciousness and absolutely, include everybody in their, plan. These are elects. Okay? That's the people who God called in every religion and the scripture as my elect, my chosen people. And that's who the chosen people are. Of course, I'm calling these people, I'm calling the elects. Elect is not a nation, it's not a race, it's not a specific people call themselves Hebrew or Jews or anything like that. Elect are the people who follow eternal divine path, and now we know who elect is. Now we know who elect is. And who has the last word? The seventh prophet. The prophet who reveals the seven seals, who is the only way, eternal divine path is the only way. So, again, you have been called for a great revelation and the truth, and your life should be changed by knowing this revelation, and you should be inflamed by this truth, and knowing that you have been chosen, you have been called for this revelation, you have been prepared to be here and hear this and know this. Some people say, I'm not worthy, I'm not clean, I'm not pure. Well, God said, yes, you are an elect, you are a chosen person, but you have another 1,000 years to purify yourself and go on. But any journey is not the first step. You have to start somewhere. You have to start from this moment on and say, yes, I want to go to God. I want to follow this eternal divine path. I want to go to the Godhead. Therefore, I will start walking. Now, instead of sitting down there and saying, no, I'm not pure enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not... Start walking. Start going toward God. And as you go toward God, you become pure and will eventually reach the a stage of the sonhood. You become the son of God. And therefore, you have to start believing that, yes, I can see this vision so clearly. That's already necessary to be in the mission and start going toward God. Seeing the vision, seeing how religions of the world are unified, how God sent all of them, how He revealed this vision to many prophets, but told them, seal them, don't reveal them to humanity. And clearly in the Revelation says that it is, it is a mystery until the seven angels come. And now you can see, yeah, it does explain everything that you wanted to know and humanity wanted to know. And now it is here and it is explained, it is revealed to humanity. Therefore, okay, therefore I am here, I saw the vision. If I saw the vision, I had to be an elect. Because if you are an elect, you can't see the vision. Have you ever seen people come to our rooms and they yell and do everything possible to tell us we are wrong? Then we know they are wrong. We know that they have only a part of the truth and we have the whole truth. But they cannot see the vision. They go to our website. Of course, they go there and they spend a couple of minutes and say, no, well, it's the same thing I already know. How can you know? It's been in preparation for 12,000 years. It's been said that, seal it. It's
that nobody knows until the seven angels come. And now this person will say, oh no, yeah, I know, I already know this. This is the same thing I know before.
They didn't see the vision. They didn't spend time. They didn't act. They didn't knock. They didn't question to know the truth. Therefore, that's why they missed it. They absolutely missed it. You didn't miss it. You are here. That's why you are here. You didn't miss it. You saw the vision. Something clicked in you. Something hit your soul in this revelation. If it hit your soul, there have to be an elect. There have to be someone who has been prepared for it. And therefore, by going there, reading, understanding, knocking, asking, and eventually seeing the vision clearly, you will see, yes, this thing has the whole truth. You know, no matter where and how I look at it, no matter how I test the spirit, all that God comes through. If that is the truth, then I have no way not to believe in it. Alexis is 14. She wants to know if she could speak to the messenger directly, so I gave the mic. Okay, Lou, that's fine. Oh, she has sounds like a very nice, sweet girl, that she has a very curious mind and asks very nice questions. And yes, I'm glad she came here with us. And I hope many, many 14 years old and 15 years old and our children come and become godly and want God more than anything else, instead of listening to false teachings and the false teachers out there and telling them the thing that is not godly. And a lot of them are lost souls because they have been brought up with the wrong teaching and understanding, and many of them will get disease, many of them will get AIDS, and many of them will have many problems in their lives as they grow up, because they have put God out of the system. And that is why this time many people will suffer greatly because of their own doing and of the false teachers that, you know, have all the power and the media and the educational system and everything that you touch, you see, they have already penetrated. They have already spoiled it, and parents have a hard time to get their children to become godly, because out there they teach ungodly things. And if she goes to our website and reads though, I'm sure you have though, you can give it to her to read it. And we are very, very delighted when we see, you know, younger people are interested in God and they want to know about Him. And yes, you are really lucky girl that you have come to this knowing of this, the mission. And I hope you will continue reading though and seeing the word of God in a greater degree. We also encourage everybody to go and read other religion. We don't just say read though, but see other religion in the light of though. So how does this all religion fall in the revelation of though and our teaching? If you can do that, you never get lost. You can read Upanishad, you can read, you know, Bhagavad Gita, you can read, you know, Torah or Zohar or Hindus and Buddhists and Christian and Muslim and all religions at the same time. You say, oh yeah, okay, Muslim Quran falls in surrendering and submission. God said He will send, you know, a prophet through Ishmael, and He did. And the revelation was Quran. And of course in Quran, Prophet Muhammad clearly says, I didn't reveal everything. I left out a huge part of the revelation of God. You know, Buddha says, I didn't reveal everything. And the Buddhists, you know, and of course Hindus say, you know, you never can reveal everything, because God is infinite. And it says, of course God says, yes, you can. When the seven angels come, He will reveal everything to humanity. And now, whoever knows this revelation or teaching and read and understand it, they know everything. There is nothing that is not covered. There surely is a God that is calling us to come together. There is surely a God that it has shown the way to bring the peace and unity on earth. There is surely a God that wants his kingdom come, accelerate human progress, bring peace and establish destruction, wars and disunity. There is surely a God that is working behind the scene, behind this mission, behind us, that is with us and is reaching out to everyone. And we are, and we will bring the kingdom of God on earth, because humanity will reach a point that they will hit the bottom. There's no doubt about it. They will reach a point that says, we don't know. No matter what we do, how much war we make, how much destruction we bring to ourselves, it gets even worse. The more we try, the worse it gets. It's not gonna work. What is the answer? And God says, here it is. The eternal divine path is the answer. It answers all your questions. Not only answers your question, it brings the compass of light, and the compass of light, of course, is the base of the kingdom of heaven on earth. The more compass of light we make, the more people purify themselves, the more people realize the reason there are definite laws in the universe, and by following them, we will reach peace and unity. The more people they realize these laws of God are not just, you cannot break them. You will pay, you know, for, you know, going against them. Little by little, they will realize that they have no choice but to follow God and God's way and God's word and revelation and scripture. And now God has fulfilled the promise of coming of this last revelation that brings everything together. And it has. And we are lucky, the luckiest actually, that we are one of the first people who have heard it, seen it, and joined it, and are willing to go and spread the seed everywhere with no attachment to the result, and gather their legs and eventually create the system that can reach in a greater degree to the depth of society, and eventually a grassroots movement will come together, and human realize by bombing each other, by fighting each other, by killing each other, by degrading one another, by not recognizing that they are also, everybody else also is a part of God, they will not reach the peace that everybody longs. The only thing will be left is, you know, the good people, the meek, and the people who are just sick of all this destruction and disunity will be exploited in a greater degree with politicians, with the people who, you know, they use these fears to create an environment that they can even bound man in a greater degree. Because unity and peace and godliness will bring freedom, and many people are afraid of that kind of freedom because they don't have any more power over the people to tell them, no, you don't know, it is dangerous, it is fearful, we take care of you, you give us all your power, your, you know, God-given freedom, and we will take care of you and will bring peace. But they can't, they won't, they will not, because God is the only way to that freedom and peace that we are long, and we are willing to give our power to someone else to do it for us, and they can't because they are not from God. So therefore, human, wake up. This is the wake-up call. This is the time for humanity to understand how this universe works, how the society works, how they will be more a slave into the hand of ungodly with giving up their own, you know, freedom and rights by being afraid of other people instead of realizing that they are also a part of God and create a fair and just environment that everybody can come together, at least good people come together and take over and they will inherit the earth. The meek will inherit the earth. This is the time for the meek, for the lonely, for the good people come together, realize and recognize this thing, and inherit the earth. It is their right. It is their inheritance from God, which they have given up. They have given it up to some other people that are not meek, and therefore they are losing their freedom more and more every day. And that is, of course, eventually will lead to destruction. And we have to go back and demand our rights and freedom in every corner on earth, and throw away all those who promise us to bring peace and unity, and they cannot do it. Therefore, human, wake up. God is showing you the way to all those desires, all those freedom, and all the things that you long. Therefore, this message is a message very inclusive, very expanding, very powerful. And if you look at it in any way you look at it, from scientific point of view, from the social point of view, from the political point of view, from the spiritual point of view, it gives you the answer. No matter how you look at it, it explains a lot. That's right. It explains even more than some people even can completely digest or handle, you know, in one's life. But it is there, and you don't have to do everything either. The only thing you have to do is eternal divine path. If you follow it, all these things we talked about, the result is going to show up. Absolutely, you will create a society, and the acceleration of human progress will be thousandfold, millionfold, and we will march toward the unity and going home. Again, our time is up, and therefore, hear these words and understand this wonderful revelation. Go to the website, understand in a deeper level. And of course, if you don't have any question, I understand, it is okay. And of course, those who come here and ask questions, of course, they are always welcome. Young people especially are very, very welcome here, because they are the future of humanity. I leave you all to God. Have a wonderful week. Maybe we see each other next week again. Go, spread the message. Put the seed down to every consciousness, and have a week of planting the seed of God's revelation. See you next week. Bye.